Hello, welcome to the big show. Yes, I'm the proper host of this show, even though I haven't done it for 4 years. Ewan Rankin, how you all doing? Yeah, good to see you all again. I'm going to start making more appearances. It's come around that I need to do it, and I really need to do it. And so, yeah, I can't guarantee I'm going to be here every week. I'm not ready to wrestle the title of interim host off Jeff, but I'm back. We'll sort it. Joining me, fabulous bunch. I mean, it's the usual stalwarts. Patrice, Tom, Jeff, and Ian. I hadn't forgotten your names there. That was just me going, it's not been that long.
Had to
Who are
read the
you?
names.
No,
Every reading the little
it's
characters at the
okay,
top of the
Ewan.
screen so you can see what our names are.
Who am I? Ian, how you been?
Mate, I'm great. I've
In
been
the last
well
4 years.
in the last 4 years. Well, a lot's happened in the last 4 years, but in the last week, pretty good. Not been working much this week because I've been to see Bruce Springsteen. Been
Oh,
up to Manchester.
mate, I
That was
saw him at
fantastic.
Sheffield Arena. What a man. How long was the
Oh,
concert?
amazing. Brilliant. God, he's angry. God,
How
he's
long was the
angry.
concert, though?
3 hours. Three and a half. At
Yeah.
75 years old. 3 hours.
It's
And we
crazy.
saw him in Murray Field, I think
I
I'm
went
saying.
to a Whitney Houston concert years ago, and she was on stage for 50 minutes total.
Wow.
And one of her backing singers sang an Eric Clapton song, which just blew me away. I was like, "What?" That was a Tears in Heaven. And I said to the person I went with, "This is crap." And they went, "Well, it's modern era and all that." And I said, "I saw Bruce Springsteen at Sheffield Arena. It was 3 friggin' hours.
And it
Never
would,
stopped. Came on
yeah.
stage. Just, I mean, and he's like 150 now, isn't he?"
Yeah, 75. He didn't leave
Mad.
the st He did not leave the stage. He came on at 7:30. It was still there at 10:30. You know,
Wow.
it literally completely there the whole time. Even he said that the band go off to have a rest. He sits there and plays a couple of solo numbers on his guitar. You know, he's always been one to give you his money worth. It's fantastic. Utterly fantastic.
The man's a god. Love
He
him to
is.
bits. Next, Jeff Gamet. Mate, I haven't seen you on BTM for ages, mostly because I've not been here, not because of you.
Ewan, I love you, and it's so great to see you. And I have been doing my best to keep the light on for you, and live up to
Mate,
the standards that you have set.
mate, you have plugged your fingers in the socket, let alone putting a light bulb on.
That actually explains a lot.
Hopefully, I can wrestle the duties off you a little bit more. How's Dad doing? There's the key part.
You know, it all comes together somehow.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I'll share my Bruce Springsteen story with you
Oh,
since
go on.
you shared yours, Ian shared his. A long time ago, I was in downtown Denver at night, and walking down the street back to my car after a meeting, and I walked past this like inset doorway on a building that I realized had perfect acoustics for hearing everything that's going on in what at the time was called Mile High Stadium, and as if you're actually in the venue, and it's an open outdoor stadium, and Bruce Springsteen is playing. So I ended up sitting down in this alcove and listening to 2 hours of Bruce Springsteen as if I was actually in Mile High Stadium.
Oh, mate.
And it was fantastic. Yeah. And
Brilliant.
since I knew about this location at that point, I ended up doing the same thing for a Michael Jackson concert at one point.
So you spent the whole summer at Mile High Stadium in an alcove and you didn't pay a penny.
Right. And it was like
And
it's
so
like half a mile away from the venue.
Wow.
Zappa came to
So
Birmingham. Frank Zappa came to Birmingham, and me and Andy, I was quite young, but me and him went up there, a guy I used to work with, and I said, "We've got no tickets." He went, "We'll get some tickets outside. There'll be a tarot or something like that." So we were walking around looking for tickets, couldn't get any tickets. And then we sat there, and he fires up, I can't remember the song. No, Sissy, got a big girl by the name of Chrissy, and we could hear everything. So we just sat outside in the bushes listening to it. It was so loud. So I've seen Zappa. Well, I haven't seen Zappa. I've heard Zappa. So, Tom, everyone needs to bring a Bruce Springsteen story. Screw the texter. Tom, what's your Bruce Springsteen story?
That's a good question.
He's
I've
probably
never
met
seen
him
the
as a kid
boss.
or something.
I've never seen the boss live, but
You
I
went to
remember
school
the first
together.
time. I'm not from New Jersey, Asbury Park. I do
What's that going to do
remember
with it?
the first time I heard Born to Run. You know, when that album came out, I was like in eighth grade or something, and I heard it on the car radio and was like, "Oh my God, who is this guy?" That was such an incredible sound for the time. He was
I got to say, one of the still one of the greatest songs I think ever written. It's up there with Piano Man and that kind of stuff. Is Thunder Road.
Yes,
That's a good
when I heard the opening bars of that, and
where
the
the
river,
screen door slams,
yeah,
there is a swing.
hair stand up on the back of your neck, goosebumps on your arm, and you go, "Oh my God, now I can
Just
go
that
happy now.
first.
I can go happy now. I've done the thing that I needed to do."
That first line is so evocative. Screen door slams, Mary Jo Swades, like a vision. She dances across
She's
the
across the
porch as the
door, like a
radio
radio
plays.
plays.
Roy Orbison singing for the
For the
lonely, and I'm
lonely.
just like, oh my God, I'm there.
Yeah, you completely
Superb.
are. Tell the story. That's just what you
Yeah.
are.
Are you well,
Yeah, but
Tom?
I'm fighting a cold a little bit, but the key
Well, at
question
least there's
is we're
no
talking.
fires.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet. The
Give it a
key
month.
question is we're talking about seeing the 75-year-old Bruce Springsteen. Who's going to buy tickets to see the 80-some-year-old Pete Townshend and Roger Daltrey on their fourth or fifth farewell tour this year?
Oh mate,
It's like,
I saw the Who about 3 weeks before Entwistle died.
so
So amazing. They had Zach Starkey on drums, just
Yeah,
brilliant.
there's been a bit of a spat between Zach and the band. He's in, he's out. I saw him in 78, right after Keith Moon died, but I saw their first farewell tour in 1982. It was 43 years ago they did a farewell tour. What the hell is that? I'm not going to pay to see another farewell tour, for Christ's sakes. Anyway, I'm doing great.
That's
Good
the
to see
title. That's the
you.
title of the show. I'm stuffed if I'm playing another farewell tour when I've seen three already.
Right.
And Patrice, how are you doing, missus?
Okay. I'm also slightly sick. It's never a good day when you wake up and your Apple Watch tells you like 4 out of your 5 vital markers were above normal. I'm like, I guess
Uh-oh.
I had a like a fever and whatever last night. I definitely slept like 10 hours.
Or you weren't sick until your Apple Watch told you you were.
No, I mean, I went to bed at like 9 p.m., so that's like about 5 hours earlier than usual. I was definitely sick last night, but I'm
Oh,
feeling a
wow.
little bit better today. Not 100%, but I was able to work and do the show
How's
and
the
stuff.
flying going? Are you gone solo yet?
No, I'm far away from that, but I'm about to do my first progress check on Sunday, so the basics I can do, like going up, down, cruising, like all of that. So I can attempt to land. I'm not good at it yet, but we're gonna practice, so.
I think you're our version of Bruce Dickinson. You're going to get to the point where you can retire anyway, and then start flying 747s.
Oh, I
The
yeah,
fun of it.
I could probably. I mean, I still have to pass my medical, so we'll see about that because they're like annoying. But
That
I
might
mean,
be a problem, don't
I should be
you?
fine. But
Didn't Bruce learn to fly because he was worried the singing wouldn't work out?
It could be.
I don't know,
I'm pretty sure the story ran along some of the lines of
yeah, he's a full-time airline pilot now.
Don't think
That's
he is
all he does.
anymore. Don't think he is anymore.
No,
Used
he's
to
not.
be.
Well,
No.
he's probably 70, but
Yeah.
No,
before,
he
no,
definitely is not
he worked
anymore at
for
that age.
he got a seat with some little carrier, but I think I'm now long gone.
My flight instructor is actually he has 53 years of flight experience. About,
Wow.
I don't know, 8,000 hours as an instructor. He used to work in accident investigations for like for Austria, so he has a lot of
Why
experience
would you
with
say
stuff going
that?
wrong.
Hi, welcome to the new. Welcome to as a new pilot. By the way, I've done loads of accident investigations, so don't worry.
No, but it's good because he's like, okay, don't do this because I've seen this accident. Don't do that because I've seen this accident. You
Oh,
learn
that's
like
good.
that. He's
Yeah.
like,
Everything.
and he also knows like when to teach you something. He's like, I can tell you a million stories. It's not gonna matter. Like, you have to learn, like, when it happens, basically.
You've got to
So,
stall it at some point.
yeah, I mean, we ha actually, you have to. I did that a
Yeah.
couple of times. It's part of the curriculum. You have to stall and learn. It's not that scary,
Look,
actually.
do all your emergency procedures, look for a place to land, check for power lines.
Yeah, we've done that. Yeah, so it's
Yeah.
fun. I have
No
no
week
Bru
in tech.
Sorry,
Oh, sorry, go
I
on,
wanted
Parish,
to say
finish
I have
off.
no Bruce Springsteen story, but I can share a Bobby Mc a negative Bobby McFerrin story
Man.
if you want.
See, age is a terrible thing. I've already forgotten the Bruce Springsteen story requirement.
That's
No.
perfect.
Have a
Yeah,
good
it's good
Thomas.
because
You're not my sister.
don't worry, be happy.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm worried.
The week in tech, all the shit that's gone on, all the things that have been happening, all the stuff that's new, apart from Elon Musk suggesting that Bill Gates is a paedophile. Oh my God.
Really?
Unless that's old. Yeah, well, he said something about what's Bill Gates got to do with child welfare when he hung out with Jeffrey Epstein. But that might be old. I don't know. I'm not up on the tech news. All the stories. Ian is first in, so the quick fingers is off. Oh, you bastard, you've had my story.
It was too interesting to. I had to be in early because it was too interesting to not go with.
This is the
He's.
Marmite story of the week, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
Oh,
it's
yeah.
the, for me, it's the most interesting story of the week. I can't. It was. So, I can either do AI doom and gloom. Well, this sounds. I see it as kind of a positive thing. One of the best tech designers in the world, Johnny Ive, and his company has been bought by OpenAI, i.e., the owners of ChatGPT and Sam
Yeah,
Altman.
for six and a
So,
half billion dollars.
$500 million,
Yeah,
yes. And
ridiculous.
they're
Well,
already
it's
starting
stock.
to
It's
create.
not cash. It's
Yeah,
stock.
still. He's
Yeah.
going to reimagine the computer, though. This is the interesting. We've seen what he's done before, how he's taken clean slate designs and made something new that we've never seen before. So I'm hopeful this will be something new we've not seen before, something new that will go, oh, really? What a brilliant idea, sort of thing. Because iPod, iPhone, all that, they're him, basically. So that sounds fantastic. And there is also there's stuff on the drawing board now, apparently, stuff they're working on. So I already tried out a prototype of a new device designed by Sir Johnny and his team. The coolest piece of technology the world will have ever seen. We've heard that before, but it does sound interesting, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, the thing is, he's a real left field thinker, isn't he?
Yes.
You know, if you give him a set of parameters and you leave him to think around it and do what he wants, it's going to be something special.
Yes.
Unless he's lost it, of course. He's just an old man like the rest of us.
It's true.
Or woman. Or woman.
But he's an old person, not like the rest of us, because he has another $6.5 billion in his pocket.
Yes.
So here's my
Does
take
that
on
make you
this.
cold? Well, yeah, it helps.
It doesn't hurt.
No,
Yeah.
it doesn't.
So my take on this is that I think OpenAI, even if they're not saying we want to be the Apple of AI, that's what they really want to be.
We want to be the
And
Apple of AI, the Apple of your
yeah,
eye. Do you get what you've just done? That's a title right
yeah, I can
there.
see where they go
N
with
now I
that.
do.
The Apple of your AI.
Yeah. Okay, I could have found a better way to word that. But anyhow, if you want to be that company, we already know the formula. You control the hardware and the software. And so with the various software acquisitions they've done over the past few months, past year, whatever, and now getting the IO acquisition happening, this is a really great setup to make that happen. So I think it's a smart move on OpenAI's part. We'll see if they can actually execute on it.
And I mean,
Can I have
other than Apple, who's able to buy someone like them? And OpenAI is, I mean, they're raking in money right now. Like everybody on the planet is using their stuff. I mean, everybody's investing every dollar they can. So yeah, of course they can do that.
But you
So
can't get away from the fact that what they're doing is good.
Well,
That's the key part. It's value for money. I pay 20 quid a month and it's amazing.
there's
Sorry, Tom.
So can I be the skeptic on the panel today about this?
No.
Go for
Yes,
it. So
my first thing is I
you
have this sneaking suspicion that in 5 years we'll think of Sam Altman like we think of Elon Musk.
Yes.
Oh, I
It's
think that's
just a
very
thought.
plausible.
That's
Yeah.
super
That's
possible.
my first point. My second point is OpenAI does not make money. They're not profitable. They have revenue, but their costs are so high they're actually not profitable, which is fine. Maybe they'll figure it out, but they don't make any money yet.
They don't have
That's
to.
number
They're
two.
getting given money for free basically all the time. They don't have to be profitable.
You have
Nobody's
to be
asking
profitable
them.
at some point.
Well,
At
at
some
some
point you
point,
have to be profitable.
but right now, no, but none of the investors seem to be asking them to.
And point taken, but they're burning through a
I mean,
lot of money.
I know in terms of actual age, they're probably significant older than this question is asking, but in terms of financial generation, how old are they? It's probably 18
5
months.
years? No.
No,
No,
OpenAI's only.
no, no. No, they've been around for a long time. That's not what I'm saying. But in terms of functional,
Yeah, 2 years. Two years,
Two to
probably,
three
yes.
yeah. That's what I'm
2 years,
saying. It's
yeah.
like,
Fair
it's
enough.
all very well saying, well, yeah, but they've been around for 10 years. But unless they've been selling themselves for 18 months, that's not any
So
kind of meaning.
the question is always confidence about the path to profitability. That's really the question. And they're going to have to do massive reduction of cost to get there. Anyway, I'm playing the skeptic here, sort of as a
You're trying at least.
Bit of a balance. The other thing is, I think with Johnny Ive did some, this isn't the Apple show, but Johnny Ive did some great things, but he had a great team. Johnny Ive doesn't know everything. He knows certain aspects of design and so on, but I'm not sure he's the guy that understands sort of the bigger picture of a use case and how things can be transformative. I think Steve Jobs and other people played that role quite a bit.
Yeah, as evidenced by all the stuff he did afterwards.
Yeah,
So I
exactly.
think
That
he's
that's the
got
only
some
that, that's the only big question. What
he's
was he
got
done
some
since? Exactly.
he's got some black marks in his career too. So I think
Yes.
if he's got a good team, if that team at his company is, got the right balance of people, I think maybe, you can be optimistic about it. But I always worry about these people with a lot of money. They go start their own company. And who knows what those people are like and how that
So what we're
company.
actually debating is whether Johnny Ive is actually Johnny Ive or Will I Am.
Yeah, right. Basically. Basically.
Yes. Basically.
Basically.
Another short
Oh my
title.
God. It's an interesting plot. I think it's going to be really interesting to see where that goes. It could, but like I said, it's the Marmite story of the week. It's like, holy crap, Johnny Ive's got a hold of this. It's unreal. Or it's holy crap, Johnny Ive's got this. It's
Yes. Yeah,
not real.
exactly.
Yeah.
It's a
No.
humane
Jeff,
thing.
what's
Go
your
to
story? Because I know you've got to go, so let's get your story done.
All right. Well, since I had to pick one of my backup stories, I blame Ian for that.
Did everyone pick the Johnny
Both
Ive
of you.
story?
Yes. Wow.
Oh
My
my
story is
God.
actually about Signal, and Signal is giving a big FU to Microsoft and Windows 11. Signal has actually built into their chat app a feature that blocks Windows 11 recall from working. So instead of having all of
No
these
screenshots.
snapshots, you just get like a black screen
I
instead.
think that's brilliant.
That's
I
so that's got to
really
be on
good
the back of the
idea.
DHCP covering technology, isn't it? You can't do a screen grab, it goes black like Apple does. If you've got a film up and you try to do a screen grab, it just comes out black.
Yeah, that must be how they do it.
It's got to be a similar thing, yeah.
So,
Oh my
and
God.
but even better, it's on by default, which I think
Don't
is
show, yes.
fantastic. Which
Don't
makes
show weird
sense for.
shit.
No, but that makes sense for an app like Signal. I mean, their whole thing
Oh,
is
yeah.
being secure and like you can like nobody can read what you're writing and all of that. That's their whole thing. So your operating system basically spying on you and storing it in a way that someone can retrieve it later doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but how many other apps that you use on Windows 11 fall into the same category? I'm not sure I
Yeah.
use too many apps that I want Windows taking a
Well, I
snapshot
think nobody
of
does,
every
but
3 seconds.
yeah.
Well, how many apps are going to follow Signal's lead and start
That's the
building in auto blocking?
Yeah, that'll really
Hopefully
piss
a
off
few, because
Microsoft.
yeah.
Happily, I'm no longer on a Microsoft computer.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I mean, the idea of recall is kind of cool. If you were 100% sure that everything would be kept private, the idea that you could kind of rewind your day and if you forgot something to look it up, I kind of get that idea, but man, there's no way I trust
No.
That's the problem. There is the big rub. Do
Yeah.
you trust Microsoft? No.
No.
Do you know,
Well,
will they use this for various AI teaching purposes? Yes. So no.
even if you trust Microsoft, do you trust their security track record enough?
That's the thing. That's the
Yeah, that's
thing.
again a little bit iffy. A little
Is
bit.
that a conversation about intent versus actuality, though, as well? Their security intent versus their insecurity. I said there's the slip. Actual.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
That
I
was a
mean,
Freudian slip, please. I'm
the
serious, actually.
like Tom said, on paper, this sounds good, and the idea of having this ability to recall whatever from your computer at any time, I mean, that sounds like a great idea, but how do you implement that in a way where it's not a big it's not a big UN Freudian slip waiting to
It's
happen.
everything, though,
This is
isn't it? I
like,
mean,
I
it's
mean,
like
this, yeah.
every conversation, every WhatsApp message,
Right.
every website you shouldn't have been to.
Everything.
Right.
No, it's like, I mean, this is like, it's almost like marketing came up with a, oh, this is a cool story we can tell, and then told the developers to implement it, and they're like, okay, this is the only way we can do it.
Right.
It's like, yeah, don't do that. Don't be Microsoft.
It's
Well,
now,
I
to
mean,
me, it feels a lot like when Samsung started doing fingerprint ID to unlock your smartphone, and it turns out they were just storing a JPEG of a photograph of your
Oh,
thumbprint or
yeah.
whatever on your phone, no security for it at all.
Yeah, of
I used to
course.
have a Toshiba laptop. I'm going back to a long time ago when the Toshiba laptop was about that thick, sort of 3 inches thick, and it had a finger scanner. I could open it with an orange peel.
What
Was
does that
the
say
most
about
secure scanner.
what does that say about your
Yeah,
fingertips,
that's a
though?
good question.
Don't sue me to Toshiba. There's a queue, and Sachin's got the first dibs.
Yeah. Ewan, have you talked to your doctor about this?
You should.
Well, I'm getting older, so my skin does look more like an orange peel day by day.
Yeah.
That's a good story. I think that's interesting as to where that's going to end up because Microsoft are going to be, oh, no, that's not what it's for. You can't do that. And then they're going to be, no, yeah, we know your game, mate. We got you by the short and curlies. We're not doing this.
Yeah. And there is no API for doing what Signal did. So other companies are going to have to come up with their own system. What I think would
All
be really interesting is if Signal said, hey, here's code to do that, and we're open sourcing it.
right. Oh my God.
Oh, man.
Microsoft would be so pissed off.
That's
Actually, I
amazing.
have, you know, I use Windows 11, but I haven't seen Recall. I guess I'm not sure it's released yet.
It was due to
But
come
man.
out, and I think it's probably, I think it was, it's had a couple of false starts, so I'm not entirely sure when it will come out.
And it'll be the typical Microsoft
Yeah.
thing. You'll have a nice easy button to turn it off, and then every time you get an update, it'll be automatically turned back on. I can see that coming.
Yes.
We'll see. Watch this space if you
Yeah,
can
you'll hear about it
stand the
here.
weight.
You heard it here first. And you'll hear about it here if we complain about it.
Patrice, Google's 3D teleconferencing platform is
Yeah.
your story. Go for it.
So, Google I/O happened this week, and there was, of course, a bunch of AI crap, as always, as predicted, to be honest. It's like all AI.
High praise
AI
indeed, mate.
crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, most of it was kind of boring, to be honest, like from
There's
what I've seen.
developers there going, I've spent thousands of hours with this, you
Yeah.
bitch.
Yeah, exactly. But I wanted to talk about another project. So there's this project Starline that they started, I think, a year or two ago, which is a corporate-focused teleconferencing platform, and they've now rebranded it as Google Beam. Great name, as always. And it uses 3D imaging to kind of map out you as you're, I don't know, in a conference room or wherever you are, and supposedly allows you to have a conference as if you were in the same meeting room. And I'm kind of wondering who the hell is going to use this. I mean, it's like at the at like we have like we have the Apple Vision Pro with FaceTime, we have Meta with their video conferencing solution. So I'm like, I don't know who. I mean, you have to have six cameras to do this. Who would do this? Why? It's like, that sounds
Well,
hella expensive and
I've
useless.
got at least six cameras.
Well, you do, but not for this. Like,
We
not to
found a
do. You see what you
customer.
did, Ewan?
Ewan, but not to do a
My
Zoom
view.
call. Not really to zoom
No,
to a Zoom call, right?
I mean,
This
it's
product is
fantastic.
10 years too late.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
Well,
exactly. Yeah.
there's elements of it that are absolutely groundbreaking, but as Patrice says, the onus on achieving that is high. The cost of achieving that is high, and what's it given me that the average user would want,
Yeah.
unless it's
Right,
for
that's
some
the question.
high end? Is there a high end teleconference market that we're not
Oh, there
thinking of,
is.
where
There probably
people
still is.
really need
Yeah.
the what, over Zoom, over Teams?
I mean, there is like the high-end board level. We want to meet in person, but we also
Right,
want to do video
right.
conferencing thing that, I mean, Zoom is selling hardware still because of that, but
I was going to say board meetings is a
yes.
very typical application for high-end teleconferencing
Yeah.
stuff. Because they have the money and they like to play with the new gadgets is one
Exactly.
of the main reasons. But there are certainly a benefit to to have that feel of a presence or whatever. But I just don't think the extra value provided for that cost is going to entice too many people.
And
Have
I'm
we
wondering about the
breached
presence.
Neil's have we breached Ian's NDA?
I think we did.
Is that why he gone?
He got cut off.
Probably. No, but it's like, I mean, the thing is also like working over Zoom or Teams or whatever, I'm like, what good is that? Like, oh, you have a perfect like a perfect rendition of the person on the other end, but you're still going over Zoom. Or worst case, even Teams. Like
Right.
if it
I
was
mean,
like a like FaceTime, I would be like, okay, that could be cool. Like you're sitting there with your Vision Pro or whatever, your Meta, and you're sitting in the same room and you have the other person kind of right there with you, but then why would I need this? Because
yeah,
they can already do that.
right.
Yeah,
So
I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't get it.
what you're saying is it's a typical Google product release. Is that what you're saying?
Probably. I mean, I think, yeah, you're right. And it was Ewan's point, right? It is really cool technology, 100%. It's
Yeah,
just
definitely.
not a product.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be difficult for me at if I was running a big corporation. I could probably stop the sentence right there and it'd still be complete. But
Yes.
it would be difficult for me to justify investing in Google Beam because Microsoft's track record is they make something and then move on.
True.
And
You mean
I
Google's?
wouldn't want to invest in something like this only to have like 3 years down the road, it's been abandoned.
But you
I
know,
think Android is
corporate.
the only Android and web advertising is the only sustainable product they've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ian's put a message back in the Slack. He's put Mac has crapped itself after a reboot.
No, I
How
think he's
messy that
back
is, I'm not
after
entirely sure. I'm not sure
a
that your Mac store's crap to shoot out at your face, but Ian will be back in a minute, I hope.
Well,
Sorry.
maybe he needs to clean his computer
Oh, that could
Yeah, I
be
was
now
going
and
to
then.
say.
Yeah, that's gonna take a while.
Can you use wet wipes on a?
I think so.
I
You can
don't
use
know.
wet wipes on anything, but oftentimes only once.
That's true. That is true.
Well, talking of shit that Google does and doesn't sustain, Tom, your story. What's it like to wear Google's Gemini powered AI glasses? I remember Google Glass.
Right. So, as Patrice said, Google I/O happened recently, and one of the things they talked about is sort of the next generation of Google Glass. They're partnering with the companies that Meta is not, eyeglass companies that Meta is not partnering with. They're going with Warby Parker and Gentle Monster, who I've
Which is
never
a
heard
good
of.
company, Warby Parker.
Are they? Oh, Warby Parker's. Yeah, I've heard of
The
them. I've been
others
to
I
their
know.
shop. They're,
Yeah.
yeah. But it's kind of that idea of like the Ray-Ban glasses or Google Glass, the new version of that, where you do get a small heads-up display in one eye. It's got a camera and a microphone, and it's got Gemini on it. And so you do the things like you fire up Google Maps and you're navigating, and if you're walking, there's an arrow on the ground that tells you which way to go, that kind of stuff. Or you're looking at something in a store and it takes a picture, and Gemini tells you all about the product, all those kind of things. And for me, we were talking about with Jony Ive's company and OpenAI. I'm starting to see the smart glass idea of a potentially pretty popular wearable. A
Oh
little bit
yeah,
like a watch,
yeah,
a little bit like a
100%. Yeah,
watch.
I
And
mean
if it,
actually three out of four people on this panel right now, and I have also glasses, but I'm not wearing them,
wear
are wearing
glasses,
glasses
right?
right now.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Right. Yeah. So for me, it would be kind of a no-brainer. And to be clear, this is a prototype. They haven't announced any products, but
Yes.
they did do a demo with the Samsung-built prototype. Did some live translation. That would be live translation would just be like a miracle,
Yeah,
you
can walk
know?
around
When I
and it
go,
tells you.
I could go to Scotland and understand everything they were saying.
Maybe, maybe.
I'd like to apologize to all our Scottish listeners.
I don't have any problem with Scottish people. I'm just a dumb American who can't understand their accent. But it
Neither
would
can
just be
Scottish
so
people, so.
fantastic, you know? And I understand times have changed in the 12 years since Google Glass, and people are probably going to be less turned off by somebody with a camera in their glasses, you know, talking to
I'm
her.
not wishing to cut through the bullshit that you lot spread, but isn't the wearables market a bit shit apart from watches?
It is,
Pretty
it has
much.
been.
There isn't anything else
Yeah.
really. Watches and
Well,
tennis
watches and
trackers.
headphones, right? That's
Yeah.
kind of
So Ewan,
yeah.
if you could have a pair of glasses that had a little speaker and a microphone, you could walk down the street and say, "Hey Gemini, what the hell is this thing I'm looking at? What time is it? Can you look up the next train or bus?" Would that be attractive to you at all?
So I'll go back to a book that I read many years ago called Daemon by Daniel Suarez. And within that, a guy had a set of glasses that would explain who was stood in front of him. It would give him instructions on how to make things
Right.
for the alternate reality of the guy that had put himself into an AI or into the cyberspace. It was a brilliant, brilliant book, and it's got to be 20 years old now. Got to be. And we're not even close to it. We're not even close to it. Now,
We're
okay,
getting
why
closer
not?
now.
Well, why not? It's not computing power. Its battery maybe is a justifiable reason for doing that, but it's not computing power.
Not
Because
yet.
what that thing was doing, you could do on a mini pi or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not. It's an incredibly small processors could manage that. It's the battery thing that's held it back a little bit, maybe. But I think it's also the desire of, and that we're just scared of our own freaking shadow at the moment over
No,
GDPR
that's so true.
well, I'm going to tell you who owns this shop. Well, what if the owner doesn't want you to know? I can't tell you that. And it's like we can't expand the world. This thing is going to go. Okay, maybe you'll get an internet lookup. You're not going to get facial recognition. It's going to say, "By the way, this is Tim that you met 45 years ago. You tried to cop off his wife at a party, but you didn't make it." It's that's not that's just just for, that's not a real story, by the way. I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone called Tim. But you get what I mean. It's like it's like, okay, we can do all these things. We could really do all these things. Well, yeah, but I mean, someone might complain, and if someone complains, well, that would be the end of the world, wouldn't it? I mean, oh my God.
Well, that was
Yeah,
kind of the
but
Google
that
Glass problem, right?
it was,
Yeah.
but I think that's also a
And the
matter
fact that
of
only white guys bought it.
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that, I mean, you're absolutely right. Especially in Europe, that's a big thing. In the US to some extent as well, but most it's not GDPR, it's mostly that someone might sue someone. That's the problem there.
Well, same thing. It's GDPR through the private sector. Yeah.
Yeah, but
Right.
I think it's probably a matter of time and generations. I think the kids today that grow up with something like this will see it differently. Because that's always
Probably.
what always happens. I mean, it's like, I mean, do we, for example, do we care about cameras in public that record us as much as our grandparents did? I don't think so. We just grew
Right, I'm
up
going to
with
just chuck one curveball in there,
it. Okay,
Patrice. Feel
sure.
free to answer. As you see, this is not
Yeah.
other than a devil's advocate challenge. The problem you've got at the moment is you've got a pile of kids growing up with people who've got accessibility to them that in a few years won't want that accessibility and there won't be anything to stop it.
That could happen, yes.
And this will make it worse.
Yeah, that could
This will
happen.
make it worse.
That could
Yeah.
happen. Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean,
And
I'm.
they're not equipped to deal with the, do you know what? Oi, mate, go fuck yourself. Because they that's not because they've been raised to say that that's not an acceptable response.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
Maybe.
this is still a ways off.
Yeah, I
And
think so, yeah.
you hit on the on key elements of this, which is the technology. We do not have the technology to make something like these glasses today that you can actually use in a practical sense, because you're not going to have battery life. They're going to be too
Yeah.
heavy.
Yeah.
And like someone like me who wears glasses all the time, if I need to be taking my glasses off every 3 hours, every 6 hours
Every
to
30
charge
minutes.
them,
Yeah.
every 30 minutes,
Yeah. It
that's
doesn't
not
work, does it? So,
acceptable.
yeah. I mean,
Hang
in
on,
that,
this is where you go
sorry.
back to your grandfather, and he says, you meet your grandfather just before you get in the pearly gates, and he goes, "How was life, son?" He goes, "Well, actually, it was pretty good, but the problem was, after 3 hours, I couldn't tell the time, I couldn't go anywhere, and I couldn't see."
No, but I mean, Jeff, I'm not sure I fully agree with you. Is the hardware where we can imagine it to be, or we want it to be? No. Practical is such a wide variety of things. I mean, it's like it. I mean, practical is, I don't know, it can show you the time all day. Like battery life is all day, but all it does is showing you the time. That might be practical or useful for you. Not very, but a little at least. At least you can see the time all day, right? So it really depends on what it can do. And that's in this case here with the Google thing. I mean, they're connecting to your phone. I think most of the processing seems to happen on your phone. So I mean, I don't know what the battery life is, but I can't imagine it being too terrible. And I mean, I look at the Vision Pro, and yes, it is heavy, and yes, the battery life is not great. But actually, for the battery life, Apple found a relatively simple solution. It's like, well, just either connect an external charger
Move the
or
battery.
switch it out, and then you can continue. Would you want to wear that all day outside? Hell
Apple made
no.
a removable
Hell no.
battery.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the launch of the original iPhone, please? And Apple made a removable battery. Oh my God.
Yes.
Hang on, hang on. That's hell freezing over.
It is. No, but it's like, but that is a pract I mean, a somewhat practical solution to it. As I said, would you want to go outside with it and do that all day? Hell no. Like, but at home, I mean,
Yeah, I
I've
agree.
worn it for like 12, 14 hours. Not a problem.
I agree. All of us that wear glasses, you have at least two pair of glasses, right? You always have
Yes.
to have a backup pair of glasses. So what if you say, I'm vacationing in Paris. Today I'm gonna wear my Google Glass version 2 as we walk down the Champs-Élysées, right? And then, when I'm done
Hang
with
on,
that, I put
hang
them
on,
in.
Tom, sorry, I got something there. Champs-Élysées.
Yes. We just got a million
Champs,
complaints from
I
French
was ignoring that. I was
Ian,
ignoring that.
Champs-Élysées, come on.
Yeah, it's so American.
And I'm gonna go buy some tickets for theater in London at the Leicester
Oh,
Square
mate.
ticket
Just mute him. Just
Wait
mute
till you
him.
come
We'll
over here and I'll take you to a rugby match, Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
All right, I have to bow out,
Jeff's gotta
everyone.
go. Good to see you,
So,
mate.
see you
it's
later.
been so great seeing everyone. Ewan, I love that you're here, even if it is just for today,
No,
but I'm
I'll be
looking
back
forward to
more.
you being
No,
back
I'll be back
more.
more. I'll be back more, I promise. It's coming.
Awesome. I'm looking
Sorry.
forward to it. All right, bye,
Not to all the
everyone.
listeners, sorry.
Bye,
See
Jeff.
you.
Bye.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey,
Tell us
hey.
about your story about the Champs-Élysées.
Wait, wait, wait. I think you and I got a message for you from a guy named Tim. He wants you to call him, just to let you know.
I did it twice. My story is Google's AI filmmaking.
Ooh.
Oh my God. I've seen a thing today on TikTok. I don't think it's the, I'm not going to post a link because I think I've got an old link to the flow stuff, which is a lot more chunky and a lot more holy crap. But Google has got a voice controlled AI that allows you to describe a scene, describe the actors, and put in text. And you then get the voices back with the text in the scene. And I saw a thing today where there was a couple talking in like a train station. And they were having a to and fro about whether someone would get away with something or whatever. And it was just like, if this is 300 quid, 30 quid a month, 300 quid a year, something like that, 360 quid a year, I'm buying it and I'm making Hollywood blockbusters. It is unreal.
What's it called?
I don't know because the stuff that I can find, I saw it on TikTok and I didn't bookmark it, but it says Google's new AI filmmaking tool. Flow
Google
is
Vids is the thing I've found, so I've just started Googling it to see what it was.
no, but this thing is like the
Perhaps it's
flow
Video
bit that
Creation
comes
Gemini.
up, and it's all of that stuff is just like someone diving off a board or someone entering the water, or you know, it's classic crap AI stuff, or it's not crap, but it's amazing, but it's still just a poor quality
VO.
AI with skin that's too smooth and that kind of stuff.
I think
But
it's
this
this one.
stuff was. Yeah, I
Think
don't know
it's
if it's VO, but it just this thing was an exchange with audio between
flow,
two
yeah.
actors. Yeah, but I don't think it is flow. But anyway,
Yeah, but it
I
looks like
saw it
it.
and I was blown
VO?
away. VO3.
Ah,
Yeah,
VO,
I
yeah.
just
it's
shoved in a link.
the thing I saw today, like I said, it was a couple having a script interaction across each other by on a railway platform. It was a film. I mean, yes, it's AI. It's got the super smooth skin that you can always spot with an AI creation, but my God, it was good, unbelievably good. And the timing was right. You know, with a bit of a bit of knowledge in how to describe the scene in terms of the way that you write the AI text and that kind of stuff, you could do scene after scene after scene after scene, compile them together in Final Cut, and you've got a film.
Wow,
that is
that's
crazy.
impressive. But you're down to the end. It's the prompt is the key here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is getting that prompt
You
right.
still have to
It's the thing I learned. That's the
create
thing I have to
that.
learn more of.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
mean,
you still have
I
the
mean,
creative process, yeah.
but that's kind of all of AI. I mean, people are like, oh, AI is going to replace everything and whatever. And I'm like, it kind of isn't, because it's more that we
It
have to
prompts
learn how to
everything, yeah.
use it. We have to learn, I mean, whether it's a prompt or audio or however you get the input in, but you still get the input in. And you have to learn how to use it best. And that's the difference. And then it allows you to do really crazy things like what you just said. I mean, this looks really impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ewan, could you say that it's just a much more advanced version of tools you already have? I mean, super advanced over what you have, but
So I've done some
you still
AI
have to.
stuff with stills,
But
but the difference is, being a photographer, I've got facilities at my disposal that a lot of other people haven't.
right.
So I found an AI tool that generates like a wire map of the face.
Right.
So, but I need like 20 shots. Well, I've got the ability to have good lighting that's even across a face and take 20 shots in various photos and then allow the software to build a wireframe. And then I can wrap it around any picture I like. And I've got some amazing results for that. And people are just blown away by them. But actually, then thinking, well, I can take audio, describe a scene via a prompt. And yes, I'm sure that there is a skill to that that won't be instant
Yes.
to everyone. But that to create scenes. I mean, if you think about how a movie actually works, there's an awful lot of scenes. You're only going for like 10 seconds, 20 seconds before you get a camera change. So each of
Right.
those are effectively scenes, even though, so they'll film a film now. So if you've got a Mission Impossible or something like that that's out at the moment, I guarantee you that you won't find, you know, I've seen Tom doing the thing in the plane doing the barnstorming. But I guarantee you there isn't a shot in that. I haven't seen it, but I guarantee you that there isn't a shot in that film that's longer than about 2 or 3 seconds during that whole scene, because they're all shot and put together in sequence. And so, like, I do stuff for, I'm a crappy local photographer who makes videos, but if so, I do a thing for a guy who makes conservatory blinds and windows. And he says, oh, so the reveal on stuff 30 years ago was a lot lower than it is now. And he puts the meter up against, or he puts his set square up against the window. That's a B-roll cutaway shot, but I have to time that so that as he moves forward, it's in sync with where it goes onto it. And that's what Tom Cruise has done with all of those shots. They're just in sync for his body movements.
Yes.
But like I said, if you've got to describe a 10, a 2 to 10 second scene with that in place, that's really doable. Once you're organized and you've got your script set out and you're in those chunks, you can make that, call it chunk one, chunk two, chunk three, chunk four, chunk five. And then it's just a case of pick them all up out of a folder, drop them in Final Cut and bounce them out.
Yeah, I have to disagree as usual with you, Ewan, but only on one point because everything else was spot on. You're not a crappy local photographer. Your
Oh,
stuff
I
is
love
really
you,
good.
mate.
No, it's, I mean, I've seen your shit and it is really good.
Thank you, man. That is good. I read you. I mean, Ministry of Image UK.
Yeah,
If
but
you
no,
want to see the shit that I make.
yeah, but you're absolutely 100% right. I mean, a lot of the scenes are, yes, there is the whatever the main acting, whatever is happening, the dialogue, but a lot of the work is also all the background and like what situation is in and like what does the location look like, and you can just you don't need to do that. You just tell it, okay, I want to be in a back of a, there's a video that they have in the back of a cab, and it
Yeah.
just does it.
I mean, the one tip I've got to anyone that's doing using AI prompts is what you want to be, what's the word I'm looking for? What you want to be, the non-negotiables have to be in your first three sentences.
Yes.
Then as you go down in your prompt, it gets the value of the negotiability gets less and less and less. And by the time you're at sentence 10, you'd be surprised if any of that even exists in the final thing. It doesn't notice it at all.
That's true.
And
Yeah,
that's
because
what's
it's
going to
based on
improve.
tokens. Yeah. And it's also how humans
Yeah, but
usually
that.
work. They will tell you the important things first.
Yeah. No, but that's what's got to change in AI to make it really properly functional is that non-reliance on sequencing of importance.
So it's
Yeah.
really, really cool. But it's, like the
So
videos they've shown on the website are really,
that's
really cool.
pretty cool. Yeah, they're
Yeah.
really cool. The
Yeah.
only question is, we were talking earlier about Google and their commitment to products. I hope they don't screw this one
Yeah.
I think it will depend on whether some big Hollywood movie studio picks this up or not. If they do, then there's enough money in it that Google will keep it going.
I mean, if you think about just the smaller things, not even movies, but I'm sure shooting a commercial involves all the same things, right,
It's
Ewan?
true.
And so for a 1 minute commercial,
Yeah.
you could crank them out so much better with something
Yeah,
like
I mean,
Yeah.
like I said, this guy does pieces to camera, and I try and keep him to three things to say, and then we'll move on, and then we'll shoot another scene where it's three things. But even in that three things, I'll put some B-roll over the top of it to break it up, because otherwise it's just bloody boring. So,
Yeah, and I mean, especially with human attention spans these days, like a couple seconds is all most people can handle
Yeah,
anyways.
exactly.
And YouTube Shorts has really helped with that.
Or TikTok.
God. This show and all the others isn't sponsored by anyone.
By me right now.
It was sponsored by Patrice because she's looking after
Patrice.
all the stuff because we lost the servers from TS. TSO were great. They gave us
Yes.
support for like, I don't know, 8 years, 10 years, something like
Something
that.
like
So
that.
thanks, TSO hosts.
Yes.
There'll be a new sponsor next week because there's going to be a new server, I hope. So we'll see. It might be the week after, So keep listening, and if you'd like to send donations, we've still got a Patreon account for British Tech Network. You can subscribe there and send us stuff, we'll keep the shows coming. We're not going to go anywhere. We are going to stick around. We are going to do our best. I'm going to be here an awful lot more, I hope. It's just whether life gets in the way, that's the trouble. So
Sure
it's all
about
right with
that.
Tom. He's only just woken up. He hasn't had a coffee yet.
I have my first cup of coffee, yeah.
Yeah, right. Time for the cool thing. Who's
Cool
got a cool
things.
thing? You're still doing cool thing, right?
Yes, we
Yeah.
are.
Ian's cool thing. Away you go, mate.
I've got dash cam. Bought myself a dash cam, finally broke down, decided I needed one of the bloody things, and so I bought one by my company called Vantru. The important thing with the dash cam I learned when doing research is the lens that's in it. Starvis, which is a Sony lens, apparently is really very good. It helps you do things like number plate recognition and stuff like that. I've got it strapped in my car now, and it seems to be working very well. I'm also planning to make some video for the IAM group I'm part of, so this will be really great for me to be able to do stuff where I've got driver's eye view of the road, and I can talk about what's going on when I'm driving. So, looking good, to be honest. Nice little tool, not too expensive, and it's not
On
the
Amazon,
Amazon.
£129.99 when inclusive of VAT.
There's a 10% off voucher on that one currently. I mean, it's
4K voice
yep.
control. Voice control. There we go. And a
Yeah.
15-second parking monitor, which is useful for you, I'd have thought.
Oh yeah. No
All
one
right,
bumps
mate. I
my
was
car.
I...
No one bumps my car. No one bumps my car.
You sure about that?
I'm
I
gonna
like.
say. I've got a
Yes.
dash cam in the van, and Clarice's just had a dash cam put in her car, and it's absolutely essential.
Yes, I've got some footage from the driving back from Manchester that goes, really?
Yeah, just don't enable the audio because it's you swearing at everybody who cuts you off.
Yes, that's right.
That's
I deliberately
horrible.
turned it off because I knew what it would be.
Allegedly.
I knew what it would be if I had audio on, so I turned it off because that'd be Firmer! Yes. I'm watching like me pulling over for an ambulance and the van behind me just drives straight past and then stops in front of the ambo and I'm looking at, really? You couldn't see the blue flashing lights on top of it? No.
I like the text in this. The 4K dash cam records 15 seconds before a collision or malicious scratch in detection mode. Malicious scratch.
No, the lot of them are pretty good because they kind of passively record. But then if your car gets knocked, they'll save that. It turns like my the one in mine turns. If you bounce like
Last
the
30
car, like you're trying to get
seconds or
into
something.
it flashes red and it remembers the previous 15 seconds. Yeah,
That's cool.
good one. We love Crucial, Tom. Tell us about their T710 SSD.
So the Computex show happened in Taiwan last week or earlier this week, I can't remember. And Crucial announced a new SSD called the T710. They haven't announced pricing yet, but it should be available soon, typical trade show thing. But the thing that caught my eye is, it's Crucial, so it's always high end.
Yeah.
14.9 gigabits per second.
Right.
Four and 2.2 million IOPS. It's a PCIe 5, so that's pretty fast. But I'm just blown away by basically 15 gigabytes per second. And I kept
Yeah.
reading it. Is that really 15 gigabytes? And so
That is
I
impressive.
it is
That's
impressive.
great.
The question is, do you need it? I guess if you're streaming video or crunching video, big video files, it would be worth it. But I would get it just because I could say I had a 15 gigabyte per second SSD in my laptop, but I'm not sure it's worth it. But
The driver would
anyway,
no
I
longer be
think
the
it's,
bottleneck.
yeah, I mean, it used to be that disk writes were a huge bottleneck on a PC, and I'm not sure if this is for everybody, but if you're a gamer or the kind of person that needs 15 gigabytes per second, I think this is pretty cool.
We love Crucial.
Ah, you love
Yes.
Crucial. Okay. So it's
Yeah.
video processing probably drives that, Ewan.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Those are great speeds. It's just price is the key with that, isn't it? That's the thing that's
Yeah.
missing from it, and what you really need to know, because it's like, okay, so you've got to wait 5 seconds less for the transfer. Is it worth an extra £400?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well,
I
hopefully
use it.
it'll waterfall down into the more mainstream
I use
price
these.
points.
A lot of
Yeah.
externals like this for stuff, and I'm label them and just put them away, and it's great, and they're dirt
Yeah, you
cheap.
got one on the desk
You and me
here.
both.
Yeah. Just sit projects on it, and when the 2 terabytes full, pull another one. It's 100 quid. And away we go. If that comes in at like 100, 150 quid at that kind of rate, and up to terabytes, 8 terabytes, that's brilliant.
Right.
Hetzner,
Yeah.
Patrice.
I've literally been waiting for years to make this my cool thing on BTN because we've had for many years
Wow.
a server like sponsor. So, and they're great. I mean, I really like TSO Host, as Ewan mentioned, was really good and I liked working with them. But now that we at least for now don't have one, and it's my server, I can pick my hosting company because I've been with them and I forgot to look it up, but it should be about 16 years. I've tried others like DigitalOcean and AWS, and I mean with BTN we've been on HT2 in the UK, and like I've tried a lot of others, but I like they're a really good company. They're a German company in Bavaria actually, But they're now, I mean, they're global. Like, they have data center locations in Germany, in Finland, and somewhere in, I think, Virginia, I want to say, in the US. And they're, I mean, they're like reasonably priced. They're really reliable. They have really good technical support. I've always loved working with them. I just did last weekend, actually this week, a migration because I was switching over from an old server to a new one, and I wanted to keep my IP address, and it was not a problem. They're like, okay, just let us know when you're ready. Like, buy a new one, move everything over, and when you're ready, send us a ticket. Tell us when you want to move it. We can do that 24/7. And someone will do it. And I was like, okay, how about Tuesday, 8 p.m.? And they're like, sure. And by 8:05 p.m., they had done it. It was ready to be used again. So it was super smooth.
Wow.
So it was
Yeah,
really good.
good.
And they have good prices. I mean, they're kind of
You were
DigitalOcean
saying
cloud
like
servers.
$3 a month for a terabyte of storage.
No, that's more Backblaze's S3
Oh, right.
storage. No,
Okay.
but the simplest cloud server, kind of the DigitalOcean like drop-in, is like 460, I think. The server I have with the two SSDs extra is about 70 quid a month. But that is a beast. That's an AMD EPYC, like 64 gigs of RAM, two 1 terabyte NVMEs, and 2 1 terabyte SSDs. So it's about 70. This is really, really good prices. They've been rock solid, as I said, for 16 years. I would not go anywhere else.
Yeah,
Just.
their prices are pretty good.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
I have right now one little server in the US for my VPN, and then I have one in Finland right now. So,
Why would you have a VPN in the US, Patrice?
There's reasons.
What's the point? I mean, there's a real issue at the moment with VPN. Maybe we should talk about this next week, but there's a number of places that go, "Oh, you got a VPN, can't go." No, you're not coming in. And you're like,
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. That is
it
so
is.
anti-safety. It's disgusting.
Yeah, there's definitely some countries I would not go to because I am always using a VPN. So.
Well, I try and always use a VPN, but there's some services now, and some of them
Yeah.
are
Oh,
mainstream as
yeah.
well, that go,
Yes.
not happy. If you, sorry,
Yeah. I've had issues
no.
with them, like recently with I think Disney Plus, for example, happens
Oh,
everywhere.
Netflix. You can watch
Netflix.
Netflix, but my God, the spinning ball of death. Switch your VPN off, flies.
Yeah, but I mean that's also a
Really?
problem of VPN. That's a
Oh,
reason why
mate.
I'm running my own VPN server, basically. Part of the
Yeah.
reason.
Of course you are,
Are you going to
Patrice,
sell
because you're
that? Can I
Patrice.
join in?
Yeah, right. What's your monthly rate?
It is a
You've
head.
got.
It is a 460 single core CPU heads in a box, so it's not that expensive actually.
You
Wow.
you've been working on a piece of malicious code called the Entity, and one day
Oh,
Tom
yeah.
Cruise is going to
That
stop you.
could
I don't.
happen. Maybe I was.
Yeah.
Maybe that was all
I'm only
about
get.
me.
By the way, there's no spoilers there. I'm only guessing the end of the new Mission
Yeah,
Impossible
I
now.
should go along and say that at
I've
some
watched
point.
it, but it I mean that's in the trailer, so that's fine.
What
Yeah.
do you mean you've
Well,
watched
way
it? You
up to
can't
I've
legally watch it yet.
No, no,
It's
it's in a
23rd it's
no,
released.
no,
Come on,
it's in the
let's wait.
theaters already. I watched
It's in the
it
theaters, yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah, I'm gonna
Okay.
go and watch it at some point this weekend if I get
Yeah,
time.
it's already out.
Says it's
What is this?
released on the 23rd.
Nope. I don't know. I we looked it up and it was in theaters and we're
You
like, let's
and
go.
this is a perfect time for you to test Siri. Hey, yes, lady.
And she's
Because
gonna be
everything. Where's the nearest movie
and she's
theater?
gonna be setting it and she's gonna be setting a timer for 15 minutes.
All it's good for.
Yeah, it's in the theaters here now. What is this, Mission Impossible 24?
Yeah,
Eight, I
near
think,
enough.
technically.
Seven, seven, 7B.
7B. Yeah, that's true. It is
7B.
technically 7B. That's true.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's second part of the last one with the AI nonsense in it.
Yes.
Yeah. Mike, you've got 100. My cool thing, right, is the SendMate 3-bay hard drive enclosure for 2.5 and 3.5. So I got a call from someone who said, "Have you got a picture from 2008 that you took?" And I found, oh, hang on, I'll switch it back on. That was a bad idea. So this is it here. It's got 3 bays in it. Don McAllister gave us a cheese grater and Mac to run the shows on
Oh yeah, I remember that.
years ago because he was ashamed that I was using a Hackintosh. And so I got the drives out because that's been sat outside and it got a bit damp. So I don't know if it wouldn't switch on. So I took the drives out and I'll clean it and it'll get running again. But I thought I need a quick enclosure just to find out. Of course, I went through the all three drives and I couldn't find the picture that the person wanted. So, but it was 70 £93 including that. It takes three SATA drives and it flies.
Nice.
It's really good, really quick. Runs on. It's got a connection for USB-A and it's also got a connection for USB-C. And it's well worth the
Nice.
money.
Fully hot swappable. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Nice.
Which I've just demonstrated by switching it on and off and on and off twice.
It still works, I hope.
Next week we'll be doing data recovery.
Yep,
Yeah,
I can help
I
that.
say.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
That's what this is all about, data recovery. I can help
Oh, that's
Some
true.
sometimes I amaze myself.
If only we knew like a
Did your
backup
company,
company or
Ian, did your
something.
company want to
If only we
sponsor
knew of
us?
a backup company that we use for. No, they're too tough for that.
It's only going to cost them 600 quid.
Yes. I'll talk to
Ask
my
them about
potato
trying.
someone.
All right, mate. Well, preferably before next week. Where can we get a hold of you, Patrice?
Well, every week here on the Big Show on Thursdays, the Mac Show on Fridays, so tomorrow we'll have another really cool show. Everything I'm doing on my website, thepatrice.com, the podcast, the projects, the social media links, everything. And with Jeff, I'm doing a show, and I always like to show the little Mac I have, Retro Rewatch. We're rewatching retro TV shows. We're in Stargate SG-1. And as always, if I had looked up what episode we just published, I could tell you. But I can't. So it's somewhere season two towards the end. That's all I remember, to be honest. But
I
it's.
watched a lot of those, but I didn't watch it like Star Trek, so I don't remember any of them.
Yeah, I think we published the
I just
Fifth
dipped in and out.
Race last week, so Serpent's Song should be this week, as far as I can remember. So Fifth Race, really good episodes. There's some major plot developments that happen that have effects for the rest of the show. So go listen to that. It was a good show.
Cool. Tom, what have you got? Where can we get hold of you?
You can get a hold of me on Mastodon. I am Tom F at sfba.social. That's
Excellent, mate.
it.
Thank you
That's
very
the only
much.
place.
Stay safe through fire season.
Yes.
Ian, where can we get a hold of you?
You can get hold of me on LinkedIn. My name's Ian Grant and I work for Veeam. Otherwise, I'm here on the Big Show every Thursday. That's the usual places for me.
Veeam the tight bastards. Unless they sponsor us, and then they're the best company in the world.
Yeah, exactly. That holds your breath.
My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. Yes, I still use Twitter, X,
Wow.
but not for much. I kind of check there quickly, and then when I start getting stuff through that's not appropriate, I just like, no, I don't want to know about Donald Trump. And I'm on Instagram at the Ministry of Image. There we go. And you can go to ministryimage.co.uk for my company, where I take photos and videos of people who pay me. Simple as. Been doing it for 40 years now. God, I'm
Oh,
old.
wow, 40 years, 40
Wow.
years.
Yeah, 18th, 17th, 17th of November, 1984 was my first professional image.
Wow, that's great.
It's older than I
It was
am.
shit, and they didn't
But it was
use it.
professional.
But I got paid for it, and I
I got
took
paid
it.
for it.
Yeah, I got paid. Yeah, I mean, the important bit there, you got paid.
Exactly. Does not matter.
We'll be back again next week. Whether I'm here or Jeff's here, I don't know. At the moment, it's looking likely that I could be back as well as. I'm going to be here a bit more often, I hope, now as it's coming up, because some of the turmoil in my life that was caused by me trying to not go on here and say something inappropriate is no longer an issue. Hence the reason today.
Hence, you could say something inappropriate on
Yeah.
the show. I don't know if you did, but.
So yeah, the shows I'm going to try and get to the Mac tomorrow, but I may be a late gate crasher rather than an early starter. I'll see you a bit more, everyone. I hope you've been well. I'm glad to catch up after 4 years, and I was enough for today. Take care.